Class 8, Subject Geography, Chapter Representation of Geographical Features. This is the continuation of Chapter 1. We begin with plateau. Now, what is a plateau? Plateau is an elevated plain with a relatively level surface which falls down rapidly. A plateau is also called a tableland because the upper part of the plateau is flat. Contours showing plateau are mostly concentrated on its sides and its central part is almost without contours. Turn to page number 14 and look at the picture of plateau. You can see that the upper part is flat, therefore the contour which is at the center is quite wide, whereas the contours which are at the sides are very closely spaced, showing the steep side of a plateau. After plateau, now I will explain ridge. What is a ridge? It is a high elongated hill represented on the map by elliptical contours. Ridge is nothing but a number of hills joined together. Therefore, the contours showing ridge are also joined as if they are showing a number of hills together. The central part of a elongated contour shows the circular contours where it is showing the peak or the summit of the small hills which join together to form the ridge. After ridge, now we will try to understand col, saddle and gap. What is a col? A col is a short steep-sided depression on the ridge. These depressions are mainly used for the construction of roads. A col which is present in a mountain is called a pass. What is a saddle? When these depressions between the mountain peaks become broad and low, then it forms a saddle. What is a saddle? It is the shape of the saddle of the horse, which is used by the riders to sit on the horse. Gap. The term gap is generally used for a pass which has been lowered by the action of running water. You can see the picture of the gap given in page 16. Here we finish the physical features of the topographical map. Now we will study about settlement. What is settlement? Settlement is a place where people live together and interact with each other through various activities like agriculture and manufacturing. Settlement is shown on the map with red color. Settlements can be either temporary or permanent. The settlements which are occupied for a short period of time are called temporary settlements, while the permanent settlements are those which are occupied for a longer period of time. There are three types of settlements shown in a topographical map: nucleated pattern, dispersed pattern, and linear pattern. First, we will study nucleated pattern. Nucleated pattern or compact pattern are those where the settlements have a number of houses built very close to each other, and these are mostly found in the places where the climate and soil are favorable and it is very close to the water bodies. Dispersed or scattered settlements are found in the places where the topography is rugged and climatic and soil conditions are unfavorable. Here the houses are far apart from each other. Linear settlement, on the other hand, is aligned along a river or a railway line. Antroli is an example of nucleated settlement, whereas Vajna is an example of linear settlement.